Okay, we'll go with Ray Montgomery.
Technology is really a great thing, I would say, for people who are blind or visually impaired. But what are your thoughts on technology taking over in the sense of people not learning Braille?
It's not a new idea, right? This has happened for the last 50 years as it relates to technology. It happened with records. It happened with especially cassettes and cassette players. It happened with the introduction of PCs. And what we know today is that in fact, the technology enables Braille in so many ways, right? I mean, I have a refreshable Braille display here. It's connected to my iPhone. I can perform all the functions on my iPhone while I'm talking to you and without speech. In the National Federation of the Blind, we're still pursuing efforts to create a tactile tablet, tactile graphics, dynamic display. I think it's easy for people to fall into the idea that technology is the answer and we don't need Braille. But I notice people are using print in all sorts of dynamic ways. And we should have all the tools in our toolbox too. Don't get me wrong, I use my screen reader all day long, but I use my Braille display all day long too. And it helps me do what I do. If I just had a hammer, I'd have a lot less functionality. But I have a hammer and a screwdriver and a wrench all at the same time. And that's what Braille provides to us as blind people. So I think we need to utilize technology to find innovative ways to get Braille to people. How can we teach Braille using the distance technologies we have? How can we use technologies we have to improve the reading of Braille? How can we get Braille to be more effective in the computer environment? I think the evidence, though, is that Braille has only been enhanced by technology, and I think that continues to be true. There's so much we're going to miss in the world if we just rely on audio.
Rebecca, are you back?
Yes.
Go ahead with your question, please.
As a young individual, and those of us who do have that desire to lead and, you know, just be effective in our organization, what would you recommend or suggest that we do to, like, position ourselves so when that opportunity does become available, we're prepared? As young people, we have the desire to do what we can to lead, but we just want to make sure that we're prepared if somebody says, hey, I need you to be in this position or whatever. How do you know that you're fully prepared for that leadership position, and how do you position yourself for that?
You won't be prepared. You won't be fully prepared. I don't think there is such a thing. You're never fully prepared. You can read all the books you want about leadership. You can watch what people do. You can develop this skill and that skill. But the truth of the matter is, on-the-job training is the best way to learn leadership. All the other things are important, but you're never going to be ready. You know, I had no idea when I agreed to stand for the presidency of the National Federation of the Blind what I was getting into in a real way until I got into it and grew into it. But to some extent, you can be prepared by doing these things. First of all, pay attention to what happens around you. Pay attention to what leaders around you do and absorb the things that you think work and watch the things that don't work so that you know not to do those things. Second thing is recognize you have to have your style. It's great to emulate people, and you should take from others what works for you. But don't try to be someone else. Be you. Do it in your way. Have it be authentic to you. If you're trying to be a leader that's not authentic to you, you're not going to do it. We all have different skill sets, and there are different leadership styles that work. As it relates to the National Federation of the Blind and the Organized Blind Movement, I would say these things. You got to study what we've done, where we've been, why we are who we are today, the struggles that have happened before. You have to know the history. You can't just walk in and say, I'm going to change things.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't start changing things right away. If you see an opportunity to help out, help out. And if someone says they don't want you to help out, say, hey, I'm on the team. I'm here to help out. I can say this with authenticity because I walked into this organization and 2 months later, I put together a meeting of students in the state of Wisconsin, and they elected me president of the student division in the state of Wisconsin. I had no idea what I was doing. I was not prepared to do the job. In fact, the friend that I encouraged to come to the meeting turned to me when we got to elections and said, you want to be president? I hadn't thought about it. I had done all the work up until then, so I said, sure, why not? I wasn't prepared. So the other thing I would add to that is you got to be humble, right? You have to recognize that even if you have the desire and willingness to lead, you have to be willing to learn. Leaders are always learning. If you look at the best leaders, they're learning. And you have to be willing to make mistakes. That is just the truth. And know that you're going to dive into something and you're not going to be ready. But make mistakes, be willing to clean them up. Also be willing to say, yeah, I didn't do that so well. A lot of times when we make a mistake, when we misstep, we want to cover it up. We want to pretend it didn't happen. That's really not going to work. But the leadership journey is different for everybody. I want to give one other caution about being prepared. And that is when you look at leaders, what leaders are doing, and you say, oh, this is ridiculous. It can't be this way. Just know that it's easier when you're not in the leadership seat than it is when you are in the leadership seat. And the biggest mistake that people make not being prepared is when they get in the leadership seat, they make the same mistakes. They make the same mistakes they complained about. I would say you're not going to be prepared, but you can position yourself by learning about what you're doing, watch what other people do, and start to develop your own style and recognize that it's going to evolve over time, right? I'm a different leader than I was 25 years ago when I first came into this station. And I imagine that in 20 years from now, I'm going to have different perspectives, but always be willing to learn. I think that's the best preparation you have.
Thank you so much for those words of wisdom.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much, Rebecca and Ray, for your questions. And thank you very much again, President Mark Riccobono.